This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees. Watch this or listen.
Are we going to say Sunday Cool Tees or are we going to say Sunday Cool? Because every time it's Sunday been Sunday Cool. Cool. But then Lily comes in here and she has the tees to it.
Yeah, he had a tease.
I know, but today's today and it's a problem.
It's Sunday Cool Tees is all of our social media, isn't it?
It's Sunday Cool. Okay.
Sunday Cool is all encompassing.
Sunday Cool content, Sunday Cool studio, Sunday Cool Tees.
Sunday Cool boogers.
Sunday Cool digital.
Sunday Cool farts.
Sunday Cool
diarrhea.
Moon space.
Sunday Cool chips.
Sunday Cool. Loud little.
Sunday Cool does it all. It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah. Oh.
Watch this.
Yeah, watch this. Or listen.
Hey, guys. Just real quick before we start the episode, listen. We are now in the new year. 2024 is here, and we want to be your one-stop shop for every event. That goes for your business, for your church, your VBS, whatever it may be.
I agree. Yes.
I don't know what he's saying, but hey, listen, I just want to encourage you to go to sundaycool.com to order all your custom merch, hats, stickers, shirts, hoodies, everything you could possibly need for your event can be done here at sundaycool.com.
Excuse me. I completely agree with everything Andy said. In fact, I'm proud of you, Andy. I'm proud of everything that you've accomplished. The one thing that I do wish is that you had your father.
You heard the man. I didn't. I have no idea what he's saying. But listen, sundaycool.com. Love you guys. Now go back to the episode. Let's go.
You are just a boy without a father. And it makes me sad. It makes me sad that you grew up without him. And I do hope the best for you. But it's amazing of the man that you've become. Where do you go? Sundaycool.com. Go now.
What's an EMP?
Do what?
Electromagnetic pulse, right? Is that right?
Yep.
It can happen by a solar flare or by an attack.
It would tear out 90% of the human population?
In America, yeah.
In America. But what about the other people?
Those are the dudes like living in the mountains.
Yeah.
Off grid, baby.
Guys, I do comedy. I know comedy.
I do voices.
Well, me and Nancy are still looking for the other half of my head.
What do you, when you think of that montage of Ron Williams and Doubtfire, which one do you think?
I think of the alien one.
Yeah, I can't remember what he says.
Take it to you later.
Yeah. And then he goes, was he my impression of a hot dog? So yeah. Funny.
Hey.
Hey! Andrew's back.
Yeah. Ba 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 ba. Andrew's back.
Andrew is back.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. This is going to be a crazy episode, guys.
It's going to be wild. Buckle in.
Buckle in, buttercup.
Put your seatbelt on, tell your grandma to shut your pie hole and push play because it's going to get wild.
Grandma!
Enough! Zip it! Ninjas or butterflies is on!
How you doing?
Good.
You?
Not good, man.
How you doing?
Better than him.
A little overstimulated. This is kind of loud.
Is it a little loud? A little loud.
How was that? 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 How was that?
How was that?
How was that? How was that? How was that? How was that? Oh, I'm a little brain dead.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you need a drink out of here?
Yeah.
Can't say the word.
I'll have one.
Can I get my coffee that I forgot in there?
Yeah, just give me the Red Bull, actually.
What?
Okay, what, no, give me the little
what,
drink.
What is it with you hating on Red Bull so much?
It's poison, and he was sick last night.
I was sick. Tummy issues, baby. I was...
Oh, no! Perfectly blocked!
I was unclothed and in the fetal position, going, ow, 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 ow.
That sounds like my Friday night.
Oh!
Oh!
What happened? You were naked and in the fetal position? Why? What happened? Did it fall?
It's in the plant upside down.
Oh, perfect.
In the center of it. It was like...
What?
Why were you naked in the fetal position?
Don't say naked.
You said naked.
I said unclothed.
He was froed up.
Okay.
He froed up.
Oh, he froed up. Standing in the middle of like the doorway in the middle of the night. Mom, I think I'm going to froe up. No, you're not. Go back to bed. Oh, go to bed. Don't step in it.
It's in the bed.
It's everywhere.
Bro, that is dank.
You like it?
I'm not sure. Like, I feel like I'm going to have to poop about 5 minutes into this episode.
Yeah, it's very concentrated.
Are you supposed to, like, cut it?
Nope.
Wow.
Is there crack in this?
There's crack in this. Possibly.
No.
In this unnamed object.
Yeah, once they start paying us, come on.
Yeah.
Or at least just sending us free stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't mind the free stuff.
They've sent us like 4 boxes.
That's what you're
Magic,
really?
Magic Mine. Yeah. They literally have just sent us boxes of it, and it's
Magic
really sweet.
Mine.
But we can't, and we can't endorse it. Can't endorse
Not yet.
Why?
Not yet, because.
Until they go, chick ching.
What is that? What?
Chick ching. Chick ching.
What is that? What is that? I have no idea what that is.
That's money.
That's money? No. Money goes like this. Fling, fling.
Oh.
That's money.
No, fling, fling. I think it goes like. Glop, glop,
glop, glop. No, dude. What are you talking about?
Like coins, like ancient coins.
Yeah, that's that. The bag. Ching, ching. Boop, boop.
What do you think the money, because you know, like, you better pay up.
Yeah.
What do you think it was like in the Roman times?
They probably just went like.
Like a bag.
Well, that was probably 2 pennies being rubbed together, I'd imagine.
I bet it was this.
Do you think that was?
Why would it be that?
Because they're feeling the sack.
The coin sack of coins. Yeah. Goodness gracious. What's happening?
I think this is from two coins being rubbed together. That's got to be it, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're rubbing money together.
It's dollar bills.
Paper.
Yeah, but who holds paper like that? That's what I'm saying.
If it's a wad.
Yeah, if you're holding a wad of cash, you're like, I got a wad of cash.
Maybe.
It's hard.
Why rub it, though? Two coins together, though?
Yeah. It's just a symbol.
Yeah, but I'm saying it must originated somewhere. And I don't know if, I don't think it's from cash. I'll put my money, I'll put my coins that it wasn't cash. Yep.
See, yeah, like that.
Oh, see.
You have a $100 bill?
Okay, stop.
Oh my gosh, money bags?
What the heck?
Who carries cash anymore?
I tried to deposit it in an ATM that is not my bank, and I learned that you can't do that.
What's the most cash you've ever seen in your life? Like, actually in front of you. Maybe not your own cash. Like, you don't have to be your own cash. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know either. Probably $1,000.
When I sold my truck, my blue one,
yeah,
$8,500.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was something like that for me. It was like when I sold my Mustang, I think it was like $6,000 in cash.
Didn't you
like,
buy it for $20,000?
What?
And you sold it for $6,000?
No. I got my parents bought me the VW for my first car for like, I think like $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then I traded my VW for the Mustang.
Oh, a Mustang.
Yeah, what'd you think I said?
I was thinking a motorcycle.
Oh, $20,000. No, I never spent $20,000 on any vehicle except my truck. No.
I was about to call you out on that.
Yeah.
And you paid for that cash. I was like, whoa, dude.
Yeah.
No.
You're like $40,000 cash, no problem.
Yeah.
No. Chump change.
Financing.
Finance.
Yeah, you had some left over, so you bought her a Toyota too, right?
No, we went to get me a car, and when I came out, he had bought himself a truck.
Hold on. Actually?
Well, I traded
literally.
In my truck. I didn't just buy a truck. I traded it in.
But you're because like implying that there was like, you weren't
there was
weren't
no discussion.
Aware.
There was no discussion.
Weren't you guys together that day?
Yeah. We were there for like 6 hours, and they whittle you down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not a person. And then he's like, hey, go in there and go like sign the papers and stuff, you know, whatever. I come out and he's bought this truck.
What the heck?
Well, my truck was 2-seater.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're about to have a Ada.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Yeah, he's trying to build a family.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I love the truck, but I remember just being like,
you
what?
Said it. You're like, you're mad.
That's what I thought.
It was a surprise.
That's a big financial surprise. Yeah.
Everyone chill out.
It wasn't that bad because he traded in a really good truck, and it was when the car market was so crazy, he got a really good deal.
It's fine when you do it, but if the roles were reversed,
What'd you trade in?
My old Tacoma.
The little one?
No.
The gray one, yeah.
A silver one.
A silver one, but it wasn't the one with the wood bed. It was the...
I didn't realize, in all the stories you've told about your trucks, I didn't realize there was one in the middle.
There was. Yeah. I never rode in the truck with the wood bed in it. Iconic, Josh Hooper.
Hmm? I know. I hate that we got
other
girls.
Got rid of
it too.
No. What the heck, guys?
Other girls.
I'm just trying to, you know, spur the conversation.
Yeah,
dude. I remember I got in your truck for the very first time when we came down here, and I was such a big fan of you already, and I was just like, I'm driving. Like, you loaned me the car for the day, and I was like, Kelsey, we're driving Cool Carl's truck right now.
Andy, let's talk about that because I too was a fan of Cool Carl and all the content before I came on. How long for you did it take for that amazement to fade, or are you still infatuated?
I mean, it's definitely faded a little bit, like the honeymoon phase, but I'm still like every day. It's always kind of like blown away that I'm like, this is my job. I get to work with
me,
the Cool Carl.
I'm a fun guy.
Hey, what can I say?
Whenever
I'm alive at the party.
Hey.
Whenever I go back home, I tell everybody I live in Cool Carl's house.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's a lot of street cred. What? I wish I could.
Hey, do you want a song?
Yep. All
right.
I need some water.
What water?
What's a ninja's favorite drink?
Water.
Nice. Let's go.
Can you hear it?
Is this a new guitar?
Yeah. New strings, baby. Restrung today.
Bada boom, bada bang.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We'll just go for something.
Here we are again, gathered with our friends. But little did you know, it's time to start the show. We'll talk about random things, we might explain them poorly.
Because
ninjas are butterflies, ninjas are butterflies. The Bigfoot took my heart, did it in the dark. Aliens are coming for you, to watch you go poo-poo. Why are they observing me? Can I get a little bit of privacy? Bigfoot took my heart, aliens wish they could fart. Space, miss the human race. Where do I belong? Where do we belong?
Wow,
golly, man, that was good. Oh, that really took me someplace that I feel like I haven't been since childhood. It was just a
ouch! Yeah. Ouch! Ouch!
Ow!
Ouch! Ouch!
Ouch! What hurts? What hurts?
Tears!
Ouch!
Whoa, calm down! What hurts so bad?
Cry!
Cry!
What is this?
Dude, relax. It's a human emotion, man. It's common.
No. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
It shouldn't hurt. It does!
But it does!
But it does, though!
Oh. But everyone be quiet. Because this is actually the craziest question / thing we've ever done on this podcast.
You say that every week.
Stop it. Today's question.
Okay.
Sent in by a viewer. Do we have proof of the Miami aliens? Because he sent us a video.
Who did?
Someone. One of our fans. Wait, that was real? In Miami.
For real?
Yep.
No.
And well, I think this is...
I have not opened it yet. Andy...
This is confirmed?
Andy hasn't opened it either. He put it on the computer and then sent it to me. So he hasn't opened it. None of us have opened it. But supposedly he got video evidence of this alien in Miami.
Actual confirmed footage.
That's what he says. Oh, or she. I mean, they're anonymous.
You sent it to us?
Yeah, I'll send it. Okay, sent.
Okay.
And on three, we're all going to open this and observe this together. This video evidence.
Hey,
said on three. I said on three. Are we all ready?
I think so.
Three, two, one, go. Okay, I saw that.
It's like all the cop cars.
Wait. Andy pooping?
Is that you?
This is a joke, right?
That's not me.
I don't want to see this.
What is happening? Why did you put a camera? You have to. What is this?
Wait.
Why did you?
Are you yelling at yourself?
No, this isn't even real. How did you even get this footage? This isn't supposed to be.
They sent it to me.
That's impossible. You guys are pulling
yourself?
A prank on me. You can't just.
Yourself?
We can. We turn this off.
No, Andy,
can we got to turn this off?
Did I just see Andy poop?
Stop. It's not a big deal. What has happened? Can we just stop? Okay, this is ridiculous. Stop.
Wait, why are you taking
stop.
Your
I'm not taking.
Wait.
Why are we filming? Why are we even looking at this? What are we doing?
What are you doing in the? Is this the office bathroom?
No, it's. This is not. That's not important. Why are we?
What?
This is.
I'm really confused.
Looking at
this is. I don't understand. Can we stop this?
No, hold on. We gotta just keep going.
Why are we watching this? Okay.
There seems to be.
Wait, did I stand?
That's actually kind of impressive.
This is.
What did I just watch? What did I just watch?
What was that?
Well, it wasn't the Miami aliens like you said.
Apparently
someone was filming
not.
Me while I was in the bathroom. The aliens filmed me while I was in the bathroom. Is that what you're saying?
I guess that's what I'm saying. We don't have video evidence of aliens in Miami, but apparently we have video evidence of Andy doing whatever he was doing in the bathroom here at the office. Welcome to the show!
This is illegal.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ninjas are dead!
I feel like
highly
to call
illegal.
HR.
Highly illegal. Cannot believe that.
My favorite part of that video is when it blips to flesh tone from black and white.
Yeah, the filter didn't go all the way.
It just became so real.
No, we don't have video evidence of the Miami aliens.
Of course not. The feds do.
But we do not.
But let's talk about that for a second, because there's everyone is like, talk about this right now.
Yeah, it happened like right after the last episode we filmed, and so we were a little late to it.
Yeah.
But golly, man.
It's weird, but I don't believe it was aliens.
Okay, so it happened January 1st. What was the whole situation was that there was like some fireworks apparently going off
so
in the mall?
So the story was that there were some kids that were fighting in the mall. I'm telling you, there's like three or four different stories. Yeah. One of them, the kids were fighting in the mall, but with sticks, and then the cops showed up. But it was like every police car in Miami area. It was like over 100 police cars or something.
Yeah.
Really weird. And then it was like, oh, they were fighting, but then some of them started lighting off fireworks. And then the other story was there were alien creatures or humanoid creatures that were like 8 to 10 feet tall walking through the mall. And like a cloaking device like went off so people could see them. And people were shooting at these things.
Dude,
and it's like,
how scary would that be? You're just an Abercrombie, just chilling, trying to get a deal, and then suddenly a 10-foot alien walks up to you. Golly, man!
But yeah, they did a no-fly zone over the mall area.
Yeah,
and which Black Hawk helicopters flying over it.
Is that normal for like mass shootings or big things like that? Like they shut down airspace?
No, and then at that same time too. Like 60, I think it was like 61,000 homes in the Miami area around that mall lost power.
Mm.
Really weird.
Why?
And then the police scanner or something that's like made to the public, that was turned off. But
and how many cop cars were there, dude? It had to have been 50?
No, over 100.
You don't do that for, I mean, I know sometimes we overdo it. Like on traffic stops, you'll see like four guys stopping for a simple traffic ticket.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's a major problem.
It looked like a traffic jam being reported on, but it was all cop cars with lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
when I get they thought it was a shooting situation. Obviously, like you want to show up with everybody, but that seemed like.
You don't get military helicopters.
Yeah, it's weird.
Above
and there's
either.
There's like protocol too. Like, you know, like the movie Batman, when you put a distraction in one place, you don't send everybody. Mm. To one spot. So to me, it's like incredibly suspect that they were like, this is bad enough to where if you're in the area, everyone get here.
I think it's just Grand Theft Auto 6 just doing some promo for next year the game drops.
I heard people talking
about it's like, that's going to be perfect.
I personally think it was a real terrorist threat.
but they didn't want to say anything.
I can see that.
And they don't want to put it out there that there was a realistic terrorist threat mm-hmm. at this place.
Totally.
Because it's weird that there's literally no footage from inside the mall.
Yeah, like where's the eyewitness? Unfortunately, I've seen footage that are like happening like from active shooters, like people that are in malls, like they're videoing the whole time and you can hear things. Like I haven't seen anything.
So that's why it gives a little...
I wonder if that's why the internet was down. If they put like a block of like...
They killed the tower.
You can't send anything. You can't upload anything.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, that's why they turned the power off.
And that's
stuff.
Why we don't have videos and stuff because maybe it just wasn't able... What if they just turned off all the phones? No, do you think it'd have the ability like over a certain zone like all phones, electronics
that's easy.
Die?
That's easy.
Yeah.
Dude, but I'm with you. I think it's more likely that it was terrorism, but I saw this other video of a guy like, you know, just... some random craft that they were tracking with a thermal camera.
I have that.
Do you?
Yes.
But
that's what I wanted to.
Are you going to talk about that in relation to the Miami conspiracy or story?
Where was that thing?
Kind of. I mean, it was the next subject of connecting of what this thing looked like.
Okay. Well, I'll bridge and you can take over. But like to me, so it's this clip of a thing and it's thermal vision and it's like, you can't see it. And then it goes black, which means it's hot. So it's going hot, cold, hot, cold. It's interesting that there's this cyclical presence and they're saying that it was like the aliens in Miami were like appearing and disappearing and appearing. So the two sightings to me might be using the same like cloaking tech, if that's what it actually is.
The Philadelphia experiment. Remember that? The boat that that kind of cloaking device.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this thing, they're calling it the jellyfish UFO.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was, a video taken by the U.S. military intelligence in 2018 in Iraq. And it's like they're tracking this thing and they could only see it with a thermal camera. Night vision, they couldn't see it. So they put troops on the ground. It's like, go look at what this thing is. They had their night vision, couldn't see it. You could only see it through thermal vision or whatever. But this drone that was tracking it, the guy, what's his name? He's like really big in the UFO world. His name's Jeremy Corbel.
Jeremy Corbel.
I'm sure you've seen him on Rogan and stuff.
Yeah.
But he was talking about these drones. They have the capability of locking in on like a tire of a car, like shooting out a tire of a car from 27 miles away. But this giant thing that was floating, they said they literally couldn't lock onto it.
Oh, wow.
Like it was impossible to lock onto it. But it kept on going like white, black, like it was getting hot, then cold, hot, then cold. And then he said it went out over the water, dove into the water.
Oh, my gosh.
Was under the water for 17 minutes, came out of the water, then shot off in the blink of an eye at a 45-degree angle. So it went down, up, and then went.
Yeah.
And I'll show you the video.
That's scary, dude.
What do we do with this information?
I know. But we're getting more and more of it lately, and so I hope we just keep seeing more of it, and that's... If I could just get real sightings, I don't even have to have answers most of the time. I just feel like I need to see it.
You hope that we get more of it? I hope it just stops.
No.
All right, I just texted you guys the video of the jellyfish UFO.
Then it would just be more of a mystery.
It's weird. What else did he say about it? He said...
Oh.
That thing is wacky looking.
Oh, he said the people that were observing it on the thermal cameras, he said that it had these hanging arms. They said that they had these hanging arms at the bottom
that
were rigid. And said that it looked as it appeared to have scales on it.
Ew.
But they're almost like armored scales. So it was like scale-like, but like...
Yeah, like a...
Metallic-y.
Almost like Avengers, like those big rolling ones that they have layered. Yeah. Okay.
But it makes sense to develop that tech, even for what we're already using, because like a lot of our missile systems use heat as a source to track in and lock. So it would make sense if... a government agency or engineering firm was like working on some sort of device that would like just radiate different temperatures to throw off imaging.
And it wouldn't look like a normal craft or something or a person.
I mean, I don't know what that would look like, you know, but
that's gotta be a way. If that's the way they detect it, there's gotta be okay, how do we defend that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But then it was this past month, something appeared in California. Don't know the credibility of this, but it looked very similar. It was like floating in the sky and they're like filming it or whatever, but it looked super similar.
Yeah.
Oh, you see that?
Identical.
Jeez, man. What is that?
Well, that is so scary looking. It's like a piece of seaweed on the electrical line.
Dude,
well,
does that
Spanish
not
moss? It's like,
does that not look like six wings, two of which cover the feet?
Dude, it does. Like, I mean, see, it's like going up. You see that?
Two cover it's the face, two cover the feet, six winged creature.
Oh my gosh, and then you guys. That,
what we talked about last week, the thing in Mexico.
Yeah, that one was wild.
Keep your oil in your lamps.
Oh, here we go. Here's another foot or angle of it just like hovering in the sky.
So yeah, if you're just listening, you're on a road trip, definitely come back to this podcast and watch. We'll put all the clips up in the corner so you can see.
So scary.
What?
I am just, I'm in debilitating fear right now. So scary.
But it's weird that we're just now seeing these types of shapes too. I wonder if there's any old footage that we can like confirm, like from the 60s or something like that, yeah. Like of people seeing stuff.
I had a question.
Yep.
You know how in the Bible it talks about the fallen angels and stuff, mm-hmm. and like Enoch, the watchers, like they're the fallen angels. Do you think like seraphim and I obviously we don't know, but I'm just like exploring the idea of like if we're seeing these things, if they are seraphim, whatever, could they have the potential to rebel against God and fall and become bad on earth? You know what I'm saying?
Like the in present day?
Yeah. I mean, or just at any point.
I mean, I don't know. It's
I don't know. I was just like,
have you asked God questions?
I know what you said. No. It sounded like you said, have you asked God questions?
Yes. Oh, no. Have you asked God questions?
And the only reason she's just going super spiritual is like, have you brought this to God yet first, though?
Have you prayed?
Then don't worry
about it.
And the only reason I think that they wouldn't or couldn't is because seraphim, I'm pretty sure in the rankings of heavenly creatures and angels and stuff,
yeah,
like the seraphim are always in the presence of God. Like they're like one of the like the big deal heavenly creatures. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they would, if you're constantly in the presence of God.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How could you?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's weird. That's so scary. Cause it's one of those things is like, you don't know until you see it. And if you don't film it and even if you do film it, people are still not going to believe you no matter what. So it's just kind of at that point where I'm like, man, what are we going to do?
Well, just because of like people constantly putting out stuff and it's like, well, it comes out as like fake,
yeah,
or like CGI, and like,
that's us. It's like we promoted something, and then like a week later, like, oh, turns out that was fake.
Dude, I was going back watching old episodes, and I saw the sharks that we talked about.
Oh yeah,
and I was like looking at it now. I'm like, that is, and
that
so
was the, that was
obvious.
The beginning of like AI hyperrealism art. Like where I mean, we are starting to believe it now. It's like everywhere.
Yeah.
So fast, man. Hey, it's crazy.
Speaking of terrifying things and throwing the normal flow of the podcast completely off, everybody just check Instagram. This is for Lily.
Oh.
I have a video to show you guys today, too. It's terrifying.
All right, I'm clicking it. That's fair happened because... Oh, boy. Oh, I saw this. Dude. Wasn't this in, like, Korea or something?
Yep.
That's not fog?
Nope.
No, that was gas.
Bro. Dude, nightmare.
Oh my what, god!
Is that not insane?
That's a gas leak. Oh, that's so scary.
That's
dude.
Like a movie, dude.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, this guy. There's a comment where they're like, "You mean they couldn't smell the gas? But natural gas
is odorless.
It doesn't have an odor.
Yeah.
So neither does mine,
dude. I was digging one time, and it was for a post hole, and no joke, we hit.
A gas line,
and we were just digging in the wood, in the dirt, and then suddenly you get a huge whiff, and my boss, who was like 60 at the time, starts sprinting to go turn the gas off. Dude, it was panic.
Dude, that's scary.
Just from a shovel, literally, just from a shovel, and we just pierced it, and I was like, oh no,
that could have ended way worse.
Totally, we were so scared.
If like the shovel, if it like sparked, boom. Oh. Fire, gas.
You know what's
boom,
you know what's crazy is they can run gas lines underneath your property even though you don't use gas. Like they can just go underneath people's stuff.
I don't like that.
Oh my gosh, did you guys see
the thing in New York? Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
What happened?
The synagogue in New York.
Oh my goodness, dude! It's breaking news. It's juice. So good.
So
they're riled up.
They like dug a tunnel,
yeah,
to another synagogue or something. So like they didn't have to like walk out on the street or something.
No, it's from 2020. Apparently, they did it during the COVID, so they could still go to their the places to meet and pray. So it's like good for them.
Well,
but golly, dude,
did you see
the tweets?
Yes,
dude. Listen to this guy's tweets. The funniest thing ever.
Okay,
Richard Strocher or something like that. He posted in 20. November 2023, he said, there are Jews living under my apartment. I hear them. It's like they are digging or something.
This is in November?
Yeah. He said, for the record, I live at ground level and we do not have a basement. And then he reposted it yesterday. He says, I'm not crazy.
With the article.
And then he goes, he posted another one. And he says, I swear I keep hearing Yiddish under the floor in my New York City apartment. I live at ground level and we do not have a basement.
Dude.
And he said,
just losing his mind.
And then he reposted it yesterday and said, some of you owe me an apology.
Dude, he was probably getting called all types of things. And then, he's probably thinking he's going crazy. Yeah. He's probably thinking Yiddish in his sleep. Like, it's crazy.
And then he posted today. He said, for the record, I had to delete my original post that he posted with the Yiddish and stuff months ago because people called me schizophrenic and anti-Semitic. But he was, I mean, he literally
during the Hamas and all that stuff happening. Yeah, it's like, really, dude?
I swear, I hear
But Yiddish. They are, dude, they are angry. They were ticked off. They're fighting police officers just trying to close it off. There was mattresses in there, like, for people to sleep. Like, it was bonkers,
man. It seems like there's a deeper purpose.
I think it was out of necessity. Mm. Like they needed it. And then suddenly now it's like, it was a convenience thing.
Yeah.
But also, how do they keep their clothes so tidy? I mean, they wear nothing but black and they're crawling in dirt and tunnels. Yeah, I'm like, I go to a lunch and I'm like, this shirt will be ruined somehow. And I can't even imagine. Like, they just come out and just dusting, and it's, dude, it was wild.
Yeah, the cops are like, you can't do this.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like unsafe for the people up there, mm-hmm. like the buildings and sidewalks and stuff. Like, it could cave in.
Yeah.
And like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Leave it.
Don't touch it.
Like, we can't leave it. We have to.
We're literally filling this thing with concrete now.
No!
Please!
Leave my tunnel alone!
Listen, we don't ask for much. This is all we need.
I dug it. It's mine.
I just sent you a video. It takes, listen to it. It has with the audio. It is one of the most scary updates to.
Where'd you send it?
IG.
What is it? Show and tell? Should I get one real quick?
I just need to show you guys because I saw Rogan post about this and I was like, oh, what's this about? And then, dude, terrifying. Wait till the end.
I get it.
Skill is all AI. It's flying itself. Its processor can react 100 times faster than a human.
100 times faster.
Stochastic motion is an anti-sniper feature.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, it's in his
Just
hand.
Like any mobile device.
Are we sure this is real and not like a movie?
No, this is real.
And just like your phones and social media apps, it does facial recognition. Inside here is 3 grams of shaped explosive.
What?
This is how it works.
We're sure this is real.
I mean, I don't know.
It kind of looks like a movie. Bro,
dude, I'm telling you, the explosion on the forehead
is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the content.
What,
dude? Why?
I really hope that's just a movie.
All right, going on this rabbit trail.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new how ChatGPT-4 got past CAPTCHAs? It's made this new leap in like problem solving.
And what do you mean?
So that what they do is, you know, they try to, these companies hire and they're like, we're trying to make sure that AI hasn't figured out how to, you know, outsmart us or think on its own and do things on its own.
Yeah.
And so it was supposed to try to get into a website and they, you know, gave it the prompt and then it runs into a CAPTCHA and it's like, okay, how do I get past this? What is it? TaskRabbit? Is that the company who can do stuff for you?
Mm-hmm.
Hires TaskRabbit and then it's just digital dialogue and they're like, well, you need to get past the CAPTCHA. And it was like, I can't admit I'm a robot. I can't admit I'm AI. What can I say so that they will get past it for me? It said, I'm visually impaired. And that's it. Literally figured out how to get past the CAPTCHA by lying and saying it's blind.
And figuring out a loophole.
It wasn't technically a lie though.
No,
it doesn't have eyeballs.
Maybe that's the weird loophole that it figured out.
That is scary.
And so it got past TaskRabbit, solved the CAPTCHA, which gave it free reign of the site it was trying to break into.
Well, that's just the freaky thought is like, it's not a lie, but it's not the full truth. Mm-hmm. Like, and so it knew to say not the full truth.
How to be deceptive. Yeah.
Ew.
That's
it right there.
Josh.
No.
Josh.
No.
Maybe please. Watch that Denzel Washington's son sci-fi movie.
Oh, The Creator.
Creator. I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
Yeah.
It just showed me how quickly I'll empathize with the robots.
Yeah, that's what made me so mad. Is mm-hmm. like they it's like the whole movie is about you feeling bad for the AI robots.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Yeah. Well, no, but it's true because it's like, okay, at what point true. In their intelligence is it like they believe that they have these emotions, they believe that they have this identity, and then
that becomes do,
truth. And like and you're saying truth is you have the spirit of God in you. But truth their is. Truth is that I have these emotions and this identity.
That's the whole dilemma with the movie Ex Machina.
Yeah.
It's like he literally brings this guy in from his company to test whether his AI model has a conscience.
Yeah.
And if it's real and if it passes or not. And it gets to the point where, no joke, like he starts falling in love with this robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just because it seems real and everything like that. And in the end, spoiler alert, she literally She's was just robot. Manipulating him. To get out and be free herself. And so she convinced him to have this plan and get me out of here. I am conscious. I do have feelings. And then she freaking locks him in the room and leaves him alone to die. It's so scary, man.
In this movie, it's like they're a race.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what we're going to have end up doing. Like, we're going to have relationships with these AI models who probably will be checking out our groceries or something, and it's going to be like a human experience, but
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Have you seen the chat? I think it's chat GPT where they have the voice like to where you can talk to it now and it talks back.
Oh yeah. I've heard it,
but it sounds exactly like Scarlett Johansson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like from the movie Her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cause that's the same concept.
So scary.
It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Also, was that a joke?
No, it's real.
No, but like, did OpenAI make it sound like Scarlett Johansson?
I don't know. But
or does she just have like the most?
I've heard several like people be like, voice. Like I've looked at comments, be like, wow, she like sounds just like this person. So it's like, I think it's common.
Oh,
but
yeah. I don't know.
Weird. People hear what they want to hear.
It knows who your celebrity crush is, and it just mimics it.
Mine's not Scarlett. Your Scar Johansson.
No, I'm just saying whoever filmed the video.
That's what the guy did who created AI. He literally knew what this guy, how he was attracted physically to women. And so it's like, that's a danger too.
Wait, did
oh,
what?
From Ex Machina, like, you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
from Ex Machina. Like, yeah. No, but yeah, it's trippy, man. That whole thing is so scary.
About to join like Post Malone and move out into the middle of nowhere and just hide.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Sam Altman.
Yeah, thanks. But speaking of AI and controlling every aspect of our society, in the future and us potentially having feelings for them and stuff, but we don't want to because we don't think that they're real and have good morals because they don't have morals. Yep. They're just robots.
Yep.
Hit me.
We got that. Don't go anywhere.
Ow.
What's wrong?
Ow.
Andy, hold on.
Ow, my head.
What's wrong?
I just went to SundayCool.com and I looked at all the things that they offer and all the things that they do, and it just hurts my head. It's so much.
Oh, why does it hurt your head?
Because, Josh, they do t-shirts.
Okay.
They do stickers. They do content. They do everything.
I know, but I don't understand why it's hurting your head.
Because it's so much. I don't know what to choose, Josh. There's so many choices.
Okay.
They're all customizable. They're too nice.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I want my shirts 2 weeks from now. I ordered my shirts yesterday. Now they're already on their way.
Oh.
That's a 72-hour turnaround. It's too fast.
That seems like it's a good thing.
No!
Oh.
Sometimes I wear shirts and they're so soft, I feel like I don't even have anything on.
Wow.
I feel naked all the time, even though I have a super soft shirt on. It's too soft.
It still seems like it's good.
My head hurts, Josh!
Okay. Guys, go to SundayCool.com, I guess, and figure out why Andy's head hurts. Are you okay, for real?
No, I... Actually, I am.
Oh.
I feel better now.
Ow.
No!
Ow!
It's happening again!
Ow!
I have to pee.
I have to pee right now.
This man that I'm talking about, me, I have to pee.
I have to urinate.
What movies have you been watching, Lil?
We watched a sci-fi movie.
Sunshine?
No, we need to. I'm sorry. And then we need to finish The Crown. We're like in season 5, episode 9 or something.
Is that the final season?
No, I think there's one more after this.
I don't know if I can watch it. It seems too depressing. It's too real.
I didn't like the ramp on, but I watched the last season with Paige. It's well flipping done.
Oh, dude, yeah. It's an amazing series.
Yeah.
The actors, like, they all act incredible, right? It's really great.
They do the thing where, like, each new season has, like, a different cast, you know, depending on their aging and stuff. And Umbridge is the current queen.
Yeah. How is she?
Amazing.
Really?
So good.
Incredible actress, probably, just because you hate her in Harry Potter. Like, everyone. She is one of the worst villains of all time. I cannot stand that woman.
Josh and I get into debates about it all the time because I'm just like, I feel like nobody has her back. Like, everybody's just like wanting
to... But she's evil.
No, not Professor Umbridge. No.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Her as the queen, because everybody's just off, like, you know, trying to live normal lives, but it's like you're part of a monarchy, you're part of a system, and you have to sacrifice your life for that. And she's the only one that I feel like really maintains her sense of duty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always like, you're making me do this. And it's like, she's like, dude, I don't want this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys?
She could have left. She could have left.
No.
She could walk away.
And allow a country to disintegrate?
What is this? I mean, we're talking about the queen.
We're talking about the crown,
Umbridge.
Ultimately.
Oh.
But like how Elizabeth could have just left if she wanted to.
No.
Left where? What,
just
what
not been the queen.
No.
Just chose to walk away.
And
she could have.
Let Margaret do it?
She could have.
Get real.
It's my duty.
But I don't know. Well, I mean, what would you do? That would be so hard to be born and be literally be like, yeah, this is your job for the rest of your life. You cannot be a normal person, ever.
No, I know. Yeah. But why is that her burden alone? Like, I feel like all these people, she's the only one that maintains her sense of duty. And everybody else is just, like, fighting her, bucking her, you know?
Yeah. You know, the queen was built different.
Yeah, but didn't she do a lot of bad things as well and turn a blind eye to a lot of bad things?
Sure. She's human.
Because of her duty. Because of her duty.
Because it's her duty to do the wrong
thing. It's my duty. To serve as the sovereign of this country.
And kill whoever gets in my way.
No.
Aww. Maybe. Possibly.
I don't think she killed Diana. I think it was Charles.
But she knew about it and turned the other cheek.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's happening.
What's this over here?
Oh, a teacup.
Corgis.
Don't look at the death. Look at my corgis.
Hey, you know what time it is?
Yes.
Question corner
with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Okay, I wonder if you guys have seen this question already, but it is just so fun. Not fun, sad.
So fun, it's sad.
Okay, and it's meant to distinguish romantics versus hopeless romantics versus whoever. But to me, it's just, we're all married people. And so...
We are.
We're all married people.
It's...
There's a lot of married people.
All of the people in here are married. Wonderful people.
My marriage is the best.
There's been an apocalypse on planet Earth that has rendered it lifeless and uninhabitable. You're being transported to another planet along with thousands of other human beings, including your partner. It is a 90-year journey.
Whoa.
To your destination. And as a result, each person will travel in a cryo chamber to avoid aging. Your cryo chamber malfunctions a year into your journey.
This is like the Chris Pratt movie.
It is. It's exactly like it. Do you wake your partner or inevitably die alone?
Oh, geez.
You would
want me to wake you up.
That's what I was about
to say. Yeah, do we have our kids? Or is it just like, am I retired? Is it just me and my wife at 40? Like, we're going.
That's the deciding factor for me. Because if I'm waking up and our kids are there, I'm going to let you...
Because
they need to have parents.
I'm letting them sleep.
I'll write
a note. Oh, I'd be furious if Kels woke up and had to literally live 90 years, the rest of her life by herself. Oh, that'd be rough.
But we'd have
that conversation beforehand for sure.
I know, that's
already.
What my mom said too. My mom's like, oh, I've already planned this out. We've had this conversation.
I don't have my kids, I'm waking Kels up because I know we would have a blast.
Yeah,
we would just have so much fun.
Yeah.
And we'd wake up you two guys as well. We just have a double date.
I thought it'd be fun.
You leave the kids asleep though, and it's just us filming podcasts documenting the 90 years as a revenue source for our future families.
You just go through the log of people, and you're reading their bios. Like, this dude looks so hang out with.
I would wake somebody up. I would wake Kelsey up, and then I would run back to my chamber and act like I was still sleeping. And then see what she does. And if she wakes me up, how dare you?
That's so funny.
That's a good question, because that
is a good question.
That would be terrifying. I started watching Pastor. We didn't even finish it. But if you start watching that movie, and that would be such a scary situation.
Yeah.
Like, to be able to contact the home planet, figure that out, that would be, woo. Man, those cryo chambers things, they just make me, they give me the willies.
It's selfish to wake you up and the kids, right? Like, why can't we all just wake up the kids?
You don't wake up the kids. Don't wake up
the kids, yeah. Let them have a full life with.
I wouldn't
are
be fine.
Are you crying thinking about it?
I'm not crying, why? But I'm like, why upset about it. Why are you always going it? There? That's so depressing.
It is depressing. Oh,
terrible, dude.
I would wake up the whole family.
No.
Why? Not a chance. I would go out.
You could
alone.
Like have a good, fun life with your family. Just I know, but alone. Then
the girls will never know love.
Oh, they'll never have their own
families.
Let's
find some other kids their age.
Like, wow, you woke up. Great. This is crazy. I would just look for the biggest celebrity on there. It's just me, Guy Fieri, just hanging out. I guess it's just us, man.
But you lie to them and you're like, oh, the circuit keeps.
I was about to say, this is where my like twisted brain went. I was like, is it possible to take someone out of their cryo chamber and go in yourself?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
But maybe you could wake up the tech guy, and he can put everyone back to sleep.
He's like, I can't go to sleep. Sorry, dude.
There, the question about you had about the last meal a while back.
Yeah,
I want to do. I had a follow up question to that.
That was last week.
Last week.
Yeah.
So what? Who would you want to share your last meal with? No family. Because obviously you choose your spouse, or your kids, or whatever, your mom, dad. But if you had to share one last meal on Earth, you had one person to sit down and have a meal with.
Someone that we have to know.
No.
Someone that
live,
be
dead, anybody.
Jesus.
You have one person. Jesus, obviously, he's a part of our family. You can't say that. He's your heavenly father and you love him.
Yeah.
Who's somebody you would want to share the last meal with on earth?
You go. Because you seem like you have an answer.
No, I don't. I would think it's just I haven't thought about that question. I don't know. It'd be tough. It would be
David Hasselhoff.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Maybe do someone funny.
Yeah, who would be just the person that could really crack you up?
My brain went to somebody I want to know the truth from, and they have to tell me the truth.
Oh, everyone has to tell truth at the table.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Or somebody that you could speak truth. Because
you're like, I'm going to die.
Mm. Yeah.
Tell me all your secrets.
Okay, listen here, OJ. Can you pass the OJ? Okay.
It's something like that. But something like that.
I'd probably pick someone who needs to hear something. Like, they would know these are the last things you're going to say, so they matter. Like, I would leave that weight.
I don't have anything important to say.
You got no one who needs to know Jesus?
Oh, come on. I mean,
I think I would. Jim Carrey would be just be the coolest. Uh-huh. Just sit down. Because, you know, it would be very philosophical, very meaningful, but also it would be just chaos. As far as just like, just do the Ace Ventura thing. Can you talk through your butt?
Yeah,
make me laugh before I cry and die one more time.
Russell Brand.
No.
I couldn't do Russell Brand.
Tucker Carlson.
Please. That'd be my dream.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's a tough one. I was watching that The Last Meal thing with Gordon Ramsay that on The Good Mythical Kitchen.
Yeah, we couldn't
finish
it.
That's a hard show. I've never watched any episodes. I'm like, if all they're that this heavy...
No, they're not.
And dude, you know something? That guy is so phony. Like,
Josh,
this is my hot take.
Yeah.
He's trying to be Sean Evans. He's no Sean Evans.
He took a stab at Sean in that episode.
Oh, did he really?
He was like, these wings are definitely better than hot ones. And he like legit made... Like,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, obviously, they're poking fun. They're friends probably, but...
No, I don't think they're friends. Your jealous is showing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he gets some big people for that pod, dude. That's crazy.
I don't want to hate on GMM.
Yeah.
I don't like...
Good Mythical Morning.
I think it's really cool that they've built their empire, you know? Yeah,
and they're going on tour.
Yeah.
Finally.
I was talking to Lil yesterday. It's like, I wouldn't be able to do what they do because they haven't like changed their format in like so long, you know? I'm like, it's like, that's what with this podcast and the Sunday Cool Studios and stuff like that, always be evolving creatively. Like, I never want to get trapped in that bubble of like, well, it's working, so let's just keep
doing
it.
This is our template. Now, I think they're working and saying, this works, and now they're just adding because they have the Mythical Kitchen. They've got a lot of their stuff. They got tours. They've got other shows. But it's like, it does feel very, I don't know. That's because that's the tough thing, right? Like, you watch a show, you want it to be what you fell in love with.
Yeah, and maybe I just don't know other aspects of, like, what they're doing creatively. Like, maybe they're using other places as a creative outlet.
Yeah, but it is hard because, like, you want the people you're watching to evolve and change, but it's like, what if they change into something you don't like anymore? And, that's why it's like there's certain podcasts or shows that, like, that was good for that moment in my life, and I enjoyed it for then, but now it's kind of different. But I hope we are always kind of, like, just true to ourselves but do get creative and really fun and pioneers. And
like see, that. Jeez.
Come on.
I mean, that was pretty creative.
You're not going to see that on any other channel.
No, you're not. Hey, give us a song.
Give us a song. Ooh, I have a good paper folding fact after this.
Okay. I hate the reel that I have today.
Oh, no.
Because it's...
Andrew.
That shocking.
Shocking?
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine what's your favorite song?
Waking
Up, Radioactive. They've got
Andrew has a riff for us. It's going to play right now. Andrew has a reel.
Andrew has a reel. Oh. Right now, dude. I told you I saw them live.
No,
I saw them live opening up for Chris Stapleton, which was so weird.
Just click it.
All right, ready. Go.
No.
Uh-oh.
No, music. Not that one.
Not that
Ninja
one?
Ninja Clan.
Oh.
What are you watching, John?
Some Harry Potter.
I see nobody.
Wait, is it in the text or in the...
What the freak?
Ninja Clan. DM.
Lily.
Oh, I saw this. He eats it.
Ooh. Is it ASMR?
I think the sound got canceled.
Oh, no.
I saw a comment when
he's letting him pick his.
That's disgusting.
Oh!
I saw a comment originally when I first saw this, and they were like, "Are you stuffing cheese in your toes for this crab to get?"
Maybe the crab was nervous.
You didn't.
It was just like you can't chew its own fingernails.
Yeah, it may be.
Josh made a joke at our checkup for Ada after it was like she was like a week old or something, and she had lost her belly button thing.
Yeah.
And they go, "You know, it's so amazing, like." Nature is so amazing. They're like, that belly button umbilical cord thing is made up of the same composition as fingernails. And Josh said, no wonder I chewed it when I got nervous. To the doctor.
The doctor
said. I don't think they said anything. They're just going to let you vote.
Okay.
We're like, ooh, ooh.
I'm like, I'm joking.
It's obviously a joke.
They said, okay.
You do comedy for a living, right? Interesting. That's really, really interesting. Now, I have a paper folding fact. Do you know paper? How many times can you fold a paper?
7.
Can you fold it 8 times?
No.
It's impossible, right?
Right.
And a piece of paper is about like 0.5 millimeters thick, right? And every time you fold it, you double the size of it, right?
Right.
Okay. So 20 pieces of paper, it would be like 1 millimeter.
Okay.
All right. 0.05 millimeters. So if you, hypothetically, if you magically took a piece of paper and folded it 50 times, how tall do you think that piece of paper would stack?
It would touch the moon.
Touch the moon?
I have no idea.
50 times. If you could fold a piece of paper 50 times, because if you do like, so it's like you do double. So like you do literally just do the math. Like
I feel like 0.05
times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2.
Did I?
No.
Oh.
Tell
it's
us.
More. 62 million miles high.
What?
2/3 of the way to the sun. If you folded a piece of paper 50 times. So basically, because every time you're doing it, you're doubling it. So, right?
Yeah.
So 2 times 2 times times 2, 50 times, 62 million miles. 2/3 of the way to the sun. I learned that recently. I was like, that is crazy to me.
I don't know if that's true.
It's 100% true. It's literally simple math.
Listen, babe, the math adds up.
it's simple math, and I couldn't believe it.
You should go work for NASA. Guys, to get to the moon, we just have to fold a piece of paper this many times.
Yeah. I mean,
and they're like,
wait a minute.
I never thought about that.
Have you heard about that plane from NASA that can go to New York to London in 90 minutes?
Yep. Well, I thought we talked about it on here.
Yeah, people died, didn't they? Doing it.
No. This is something different.
Oh.
I don't think we have talked about it.
I'm pretty sure we have.
I haven't learned about it.
Well, then maybe you just weren't listening to me.
What?
But speaking of pieces of paper, I want to talk a little bit about some ancient symbols that are really weird and have really weird connections.
Okay.
Have ancient you seen these symbols, these hieroglyphics and like carvings on stones and stuff of these ancient civilizations all over the world holding a pine cone in a handbag?
No. They sound extremely fashionable, but
you see these symbols exactly the same. Ancient Egypt, the Göbekli, right?
No, that's what you said.
Göbekli. Yeah. Göbekli Tepe.
Mm-hmm. No comments.
Tapas. I want to get this right. Tipa. That's what someone said. Tipa. Tepa. Göbek. That's so hard for me to get into my brain. Göbekli. Right?
Göbekli? I don't know. Yes. I have no idea.
Göbekli.
Yeah, go for it.
Tepa. You see it there? With the handbags, that vulture stone that we're talking about, the one that lines up with the stars,
there's
three handbags up top.
What?
And then you see in ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, ancient Greece, the Balkans, which I'm not entirely sure what
those are. Those are islands, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they? The Americas, you see it in the Olmec, the Toltec, and the Mayans.
Wow.
All these carvings, they're always carrying a handbag. And then there are a lot of them, like the ancient Sumerians, when they had these depictions of the Anunnaki. Do we know what the Anunnaki are?
No.
So that's the Sumerians talk about the Anunnaki were godlike people that came to Earth and gave us all this knowledge. It's that even like created us.
Got it.
Super weird stuff.
That's super weird because we talk about that once a week.
Okay. Jeez. But
I'm just saying it's all connected.
The pine cone, a lot have interpreted that the symbol of the pine cone, they're always these beings, these Anunnaki and like other giant beings that are carved holding these pine cones, are always pointing the pine cone towards man. And they believe that the pine cone is representing the transfer of knowledge and transfer of knowledge of the creation of life and of human enlightenment. And then the handbag represents, where did I put it? The knowledge of tools needed to create the things that these godlike people, fallen angels, whatever, these represent the tools to create these things.
Got it. So the pine cone and the purse are symbolism.
Handbag, yeah.
Symbolism for knowledge and wisdom and all those teachings. Okay.
But what I thought was weird was at the Vatican, right in the square of the Vatican, I think it's in the square, they have this giant statue of a pine cone.
Really?
Yes. Look it up. It's super weird. And then on the Pope's staff, at the base of it, so it's like the staff and then the base and it goes up into a cross, it's a pine cone. And it's just like if you look at a lot of stuff that the Pope and the Vatican, like the cardinals, all that stuff, all the stuff that they wear has a lot of ancient symbols in it, which I'm just like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah. Symbolism obviously like means a lot, especially the higher ups and the elites, because like they use so much of it and it's like, why?
Yeah.
Like why not create your own? Why not build your own brand? Like, it's like, there's gotta be some type of meaning.
Yeah.
That the elites have to that.
Yeah. And also they found a lot in India as well on these ancient temples.
So here's what it says about the one in the Vatican: composed of a large bronze pine cone, almost 4 meters high, which once spouted water from the top. The Pigna originally stood near the Pantheon next to the Temple of Isis. It was moved to the courtyard of Old St. Peter's Basilica during the Middle Ages, then moved again to its present location in 1608. Here so is the photo.
Wow. That's huge. Yeah.
Temple of Isis, that's in ancient Egypt, right?
Sounds right.
I think he just said it was in Greece. Where is it?
I thought Isis was a Egyptian god.
I think, yeah, you're probably right.
But what's weird as well, connection with these handbags and these pine cones, is there's always displayed, do what?
You're both right. It was a temple in Rome dedicated to Egyptian deities.
That's weird. That's super weird.
But Rome is in Italy, not Greece.
Yeah. Right.
So I was wrong.
You're close.
Every time I try to be nice.
But a lot of these symbol or these carvings and of the Anunnaki and stuff, there's always an eagle or a serpent or sometimes both. So like some of these Anunnaki, they'll have like serpent heads or heads of the eagle. And I just thought it was weird the connection of this knowledge being passed on to humans with the serpent and stuff.
Yeah, because of its biblical. Well, we think of
the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
And in Genesis 3, it says when the serpent asks, why don't you eat of this tree? Mm-hmm. They said, because God said, you can't. The serpent said, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good from evil. It's almost like a connection with this knowledge. Mm-hmm. It says you will know things like God.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I just thought that was super weird.
It's so weird.
And then the eagle, there's two interpretations of what the eagle could have meant. It could have meant there's cultures that the eagle represented the god of war. And then other people say that it represented immortality. I don't know. It's really weird to me that every single megalithic civilization, so like the Mayans, Egyptians, the Göbekli.
I figured it out. You've got a wide base to your tongue, so the KL sound is harder to make than the LK.
Diagnose why he says leg or
leg
Megan.
Or draw. Whenever you say when you said draw on the reel, everyone's like, "Why is he saying it draw?"
Pay attention to what.
It's because you got a little bit of a southern thing going on.
Hey, don't I?
No, heck yeah, dude.
But it's weird.
Yeah, it is.
And
weird.
Like, super weird.
Just like, I don't know, man. It's like.
Well, I was just looking it up. Apparently, the pine cone outside of the Vatican was in Rome. Like in a different part of Rome at one point, it was transported.
Literally just talking about that.
I know, but like it had peacocks on it.
Oh.
Originally, and apparently the pine cone represents the tree of life as well because it's a birthing of the knowledge.
Oh.
And so it's like right freaking there, dude. Like,
well,
a pine cone is a seed, isn't it?
It does have seeds on it.
Yeah.
Like two seeds, I think.
But there's a drawing or a carving in this temple wall of the Anunnaki and stuff. And it's the two Anunnaki gods doing the pine cone with the handbag. So they're like holding it. And then right in front of them are like two looking men
mm-hmm.
that are giant, and they're like holding like scepters, like they're these Anunnaki gods are making their offspring kings and these mighty men, and they're all standing before what is carved to be like the tree of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And then above it is an Anunnaki in this like vehicle that has like wings on it, and it's just like, dude.
Yeah. So this handbag though is stylish. It's not like it's some.
Yeah.
Well, some
yeah,
it was like
Prada, probably.
But they all look the same. Yeah. Isn't that so weird?
That's like so weird.
That's that will never not make, I mean, like always send me through a spin of just like, how does all these ancient civilizations all communicate the exact same thing without having any contact with one another?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Did you mention how it's literally on his staff?
I did. Yes,
he did.
Sorry.
Did you know it was actually on the Pope's staff, though, too?
What?
Yeah. It's crazy.
But in connection to that, I also heard of this tribe in West Africa called the Dogon tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pronounced that wrong. I'm sorry.
The Dogon.
I think it's the Dogon.
I know. I was saying Dogon.
D-O-G-O-N, the Dogon. But this tribe wasn't discovered by the Western world until like 1936, I believe, by this one anthropologist.
Yeah.
And what he found weird was this tribe in Africa, they have this story of these star people coming down to them and teaching them this knowledge. I forget what they called them, but this was the craziest thing. They like had these drawings of the star Sirius, which same with the Tepe.
The Bleke, yeah.
Yep. But even like all these different civilizations, they all were like fascinated with the star Sirius. But what's weird about this tribe is that they had, so Sirius A is the main star, right?
Mm-hmm.
They also had drawn Sirius B, which is a smaller star that you cannot see with the human eye.
Mm.
In fact, we didn't discover it until the later 1900s when we created the radio telescope, we didn't know that existed until we created this telescope because you can't see it. But they knew about it. That started the exact location. In
How?
These
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, they've got to have an answer for it.
Light pollution wasn't as bad as it
No, you is literally now. Can't see it with your... It's like it's so small. Okay. You're not making it fun.
Sorry.
Anyway.
It is fun.
Yeah. That's it.
Some people would say that's an argument for young Earth. Like, the reason they could see things closer is if there is things expanding more rapidly than they think they are.
Yeah.
But
the Sirius C, I don't think it's an even smaller one, and I don't think they've discovered it yet, but the tribe is like, oh, it's up there.
Wow.
And said, that's where these gods came from, was this constellation.
Oh my gosh.
Super weird.
That's scary, man. Yeah. I don't like that's what always will blow my mind, like how we have like with Galileo and all these things, like Plato, like all these people who understood so much of our universe without the technology that we have now. It blows my mind. And I know things lose meaning over time, so maybe the pine cone doesn't have any meaning now, but it's like it did at one point.
Yeah.
And it had to have some type of, I don't know, just genesis of like, hey, this is what it symbolizes, or this is what it means, and now it has power and now it doesn't, or whatever. So it's just, there's a lot of stuff with a whole CERN statue. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing?
The symbolism.
And we act like it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
We act like it's not even a big deal at all. Like, there's this one, we just got, someone sent us some fountain in Arkansas that's literally just in the middle of a town square, and it's this goat head, this guy with a goat head, and all of these animals circled around it.
I haven't seen this.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. But it's like, why are we doing this? It's what's like up with that?
The layout of our capital. Yeah. Like, if you look at where all the buildings are lined up, it's a pentagram.
Yeah.
So crazy.
I mean, I guess people probably outside of the Christian faith also probably look at like Jesus on a cross and like, that's kind of morbid. And like, you know, like it's, I get that.
I also thought it was so weird, the connection of the symbolism of the eagle, and like, you look at all these past empires and stuff that have the eagle as their symbol.
Yeah.
It's like the U.S., ancient Rome.
Then the Nazis.
The Nazis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's just a weird connection there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's wild. And symbolism is really, what is the study of something when you go back to like the root of the beginning of it? What is that? It's something called, I can't remember, but I've been really fascinated with words now, like just trying to figure out like, where did that word come from?
Mm. And where did that word come from?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Let's dive in.
This is a new segment. Andy presents us with a new word every week.
I couldn't even come up with any good words.
The.
Cuckoo baga. Where did that word come from?
Let's look it up. It's not. It doesn't exist. On to the next segment.
Oh, ancients, you know?
You know them. Okay, are we going to talk about Cat Williams?
Oh, we sure can.
Okay.
We sure can.
Okay.
He straight up said the I word.
What's the I word?
Illuminati.
Oh.
Illuminati.
You know, Pete, there's so many, not so many, there's comments probably once a week that they're claiming that we are, in fact, part of the Illuminati.
I love that conspiracy theory. Let's keep it up.
And that they're like, why are you just following the FBI on your Instagram?
Wait, you could see our followers? No.
Wait, no.
Busted.
We're run by the FBI. We work with the Illuminati to give you misinformation and misguide you. Ooh.
And that's how we stay under the radar, is by following them on Instagram.
Come visit this studio right now and see how not government funded it is.
Dude, yeah. Cat Williams went crazy. And for those who don't know who Cat Williams is, he's an extremely popular comedian in the 90s and the early 2000s. And went on Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharpe's podcast, and holy moly, dude.
That, I looked it up today, that episode has 41 million views.
Dang.
More than any Joe Rogan podcast as well, which is crazy.
Crazy.
That's insane.
And that happened, that was on January 2nd when that came out.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what are we doing? That's an insane amount of numbers. And the response, he called out Cedric the Entertainer, Kevin Hart, Steve Harvey, Ludacris, all these people, and no one came out saying like,
you're wrong.
Hey, none of this is like, he said this, that's not true because of this. Everyone danced around it and just made jokes about it. I'm like, now that seems even worse.
I know.
You recognized it. Not only like at that point, just ignore it. Don't make tiny little catty comments and don't like, and say like, cause then he comes out later. Oh, catty comments. Very good. But like even just with the people like him saying plagiarism, people stealing jokes and stuff, and then no joke, everyone's videos coming out of them actually stealing the material, proof, but no one's combating it. I'm like, this is weird.
As far as the Illuminati thing goes, isn't it true that you can't deny it? You have to publicly announce your, or is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if you can publicly deny it. I don't like, that's the thing. It's like, yeah. I think you're supposed to be as open as you can. They just
make a joke about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I'm in the Illuminati. Kind of like what we just did. We're not in the Illuminati.
That's exactly what they would say though. Yeah, it was just it's a wild episode. And yeah. I mean, good for podcasting, but golly, man, it's just.
Yeah, I can only do little bits at a time because it's dense.
Yeah, yeah, it's also so negative. It's just so negative. And I'm like, this is not fun. But I do hope he goes on Rogan because Rogan reached out. He threw some shade at Rogan, which I was like, he said, Rogan's been pushing six people that aren't funny for years. And it's like, I want to know who I wish he would have named the six people who was. Yeah. I just want more drama in there, but it's crazy. That was wild.
It makes you wonder, man. Makes you wonder.
Do you guys know we're for sure on a list now?
Oh, yeah. We've been on a list.
I don't know if this is a subject that put us on it.
I was talking to our fan and buddy, Daniel.
Who?
Daniel. He films he's like a videographer. Oh, okay. He films like gun stuff and works with government agencies.
Oh, yeah. Daniel. Okay. Yeah.
But he said he was hanging out with some people, couldn't name the agency, but he was putting a bunch of people onto the podcast and the guy came over and started watching and was like, what is this? But so like nothing happened, but somebody who probably puts people on lists has now for sure laid eyes on.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I just get stoked of like these hardcore Marine dudes watching our podcast.
Yeah, for real. What, we got an astronaut now too?
Yeah, we have an astronaut's following us.
It's so stinking funny.
Yeah.
That'd be out of this world.
Nice.
That was bad. Watch, he comes on and he tells us that space is like Jell-O.
It's not real.
Actually, the Earth is flat. Like, what?
Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
Breaking news. Can we get Buzz on this podcast?
Dude, I would love to get Buzz Aldrin on
this. I will take a punch from Buzz.
Balls Aldrin.
Balls Aldrin, dude.
We saw him in real life. Dude,
can we please make a Buzz Aldrin shirt, but spell it that way? Balls
Aldrin. Yeah. Josh ended up buying Ada an astronaut, stuffed astronaut.
Yeah.
And
a plush like toy.
A stuffed an astronaut?
At the Orlando Science Center, and we named him Balls Aldrin.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Also, if you have any connections for us getting to space and checking it out.
No, not interested.
You would never go.
I'd go.
I would literally never go, and I would never let him go.
Even just to like get to the outer layer.
Yeah, just it's like a high airplane flight.
Dude,
like,
good luck getting me in an airplane.
Really?
After that Uruguayan cannibal plane crash movie.
I need to watch it. He made me watch the crash scene.
Oh,
and it was brutal.
I mean,
what's that movie called?
Society
again?
Of the Snow.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix.
That's a crazy, crazy movie
based on a true story that happened in the 70s.
Yes,
about a rugby team that crash landed in the mountains
In the Andes. Yeah,
yeah, dude. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to watch it. But it's because my sister even texted me. She's like, "You have to watch this movie."
Okay, this
it was
is
really
what,
well done. Yeah,
yeah, it's not for kids, definitely, or the faint of heart.
Yeah,
because they end up eating some of their.
Let the kids watch it. It's real life.
But we're talking like they started eating their buddies
really early.
6 days in.
How long were they out there, first of all?
70-something days.
70-something days. And you don't have minimal food.
Yeah, like barely
scraps of airplane food and
not even
nothing
in the
living.
Beginning.
Nothing living up there.
Yeah.
And you ate 6 days before you start eating.
Yeah. Wait, listen, though. So it's like, I do want to say now that we don't know what we would do if we were in that situation. We've never been in a similar situation.
I don't.
Listen,
I really
if
don't.
If that's me, 45 minutes. And I'm taking a bite out of his neck or something. I'm so hungry.
They don't kill each other and eat each other.
No,
they eat the deceased passengers.
That's what I would have immediately started eating.
There goes our family friendly show. But, sorry, guys.
But it resorted to cannibalism quickly.
It's a real story.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a crazy story. It's real life. And like, I just, that is literally.
I just don't know how you could live with yourself if you lived, you know?
Yeah, there's got something switches though.
Like, what if I think it just takes one person on the flight to take the first bite?
There was.
That's what happened. Yeah.
But then I'm like, you're like looking at the guy eating. You're like, he's kind of enjoying himself.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about that. Like the toxin that's in human meat. It's like, is it?
Yeah.
Does it trigger something in a person's brain?
I literally am wondering that. Like, what happened? Somebody did an interview of one of the guys after this movie came out, one of the survivors, and I'm so curious to watch it. But yeah, like, what? How does that alter your brain chemistry? I will say the guy that ultimately was like, we need to start eating these people, is also the one that like was the ultimate hero. Like, he saved everybody. He walked like so many miles and saved all the people.
I mean, it's a conversation, you know, that's going to happen ultimately. And so like, do you get past the uncomfortableness of, hey, we got to do this. Yeah. Like, this is something that we know we're going to lead this way.
This whole thought process is literally in that movie.
I'm going to watch it.
They were like peeing black. Like, their organs were failing. Gosh,
okay. That's so scary. No. Okay.
Have you heard Joe Rogan talk about the necessity of psychopaths with what's like the philosopher guy who's all over every place now? He's been on Rogan.
Oh, Jordan Peterson.
No, but they're talking about the necessity of psychopaths. Like, they were talking back then when it was like very like primal combat. You need people who can just flip the switch and things that the average person in society can't do. You need people who can like be that person. So it sounds like plane crashed and then somebody with that psychotic tendency.
Yeah. I think that dude was just hungry. Yeah. And he just is like, no, I'm just going to start eating. And everyone's like, what?
Yeah, he got like
we're 6 days in.
People were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's tough to be the first person.
I know. The freaking Dana White did like an 8-day fast.
I know. That's what's weird is that people are doing like 2-week juice cleanses these days. Yeah. You know, but anyway, we obviously don't know what would happen.
You can't, I mean, you obviously, I don't, where is the Andes Mountain located? Where is that at?
It's like Chile.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like, Is it normal time period? It's not like Alaska where it's like it's daytime a long time or
I was wondering
dark.
The same thing.
Because if they can keep track of days, you can't keep track of days. Like if you're solitary confinement, like
oh, that's true.
You could be thinking I'm in there for I've been here for 2 weeks. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
If there's lost track of time kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to justify it.
The guy that was like, his name was Nando, and he's the one that ultimately let everybody start eating the people, but then also walked like tens of miles to rescue them and did successfully. But his mom and his sister were on the plane and they both died. His sister later. Because anybody that sustained any kind of injury.
You're gone.
You're dead.
Yeah.
And like one of the guys ended up cutting his foot like way far into the survival journey and died of infection.
That sucks.
And he's like your favorite character. He's narrating the whole story. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. Nando is getting ready to leave for this trek. He's like, we just can't sit here, you know? And they end up hearing on the radio, they're able to connect to a radio and they hear that they called off the search.
They called off the search.
Because they're like, everybody's dead. There's no way anybody survived.
Well, no, they said because the winter was coming in, they couldn't fly anymore.
Yeah. And
amount of panic.
Dude.
At that point, it's like, you are fighting for yourself. Like at that
exactly.
Like,
I mean, if I heard that, I'm like, well, I'm just going to start walking.
I'm going to start walking. Yeah. If I die.
You're going to die. So you might as well like have a chance.
That's what I was saying. Well, I said that like, I would start walking before I even thought about eating somebody.
That's actually probably accurate.
Yeah.
Rather die by yourself, kind of just go out that way. Golly. But like, imagine someone finds the airplane crash and you decided to take a walk.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be my paranoia.
No, it's
like,
true.
What would your actual, like my plan of action would be like take a piece of shrapnel, like sheet metal or whatever, and just slide to the bottom and figure
That's
out.
That's what we kept saying. Nobody was sliding.
They did once.
That's just such a fast way of traveling.
I would cover
myself up in as much weather protection as possible and then just roll.
Rip apart the seats and like take all the padding and
cover your face, everything. Yeah.
Their resources were so minimal, you guys. Yeah. Wait till you see. It's crazy.
I could have done it.
You'll see when they trek out, they get to
I'm not going to watch this.
Oh, okay. Well, they get to a mountaintop and they look and it's just endless miles of giant mountains. So it's not like
and
you
super
just like,
steep. Yeah.
You're like a needle in a haystack.
If Frodo could do it.
But anyway, Nando's getting ready to leave, right? And it's these two cousins that are doing all of the butchering so that nobody has to see like their friends and all that.
Smart.
And the Nando goes, He claps his buddy on the back. He says, "You can eat my mom and sister."
Ugh.
Leaves.
I don't want to talk about this.
You brought it up.
It scarred me for life.
No, she brought it up.
I brought it up.
Yeah,
it's
a good story.
He made me watch it.
But you're getting into like the dark, dark stuff.
It's a dark movie.
I know, but stop talking about like the peeing and the eating my mom and sister. You don't have to say that stuff.
I have to because I'm traumatized by it.
Oh my goodness.
I have to relay it.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's real life story. People overcoming. It would not be worth talking about if no one survived. It would be just a tragedy, not to even like, that's absolutely, you don't want, but like, that's a, you got to know the survival story.
Crazy story. Crazy story.
I'm going to end on a happy note.
All right, please do.
I saw this video on TikTok of these two humpback whales with their spouts and the air bubbles coming up.
Yeah.
Left a Fibonacci spiral. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
You know, the spiral that's like used in like art and like it's like supposed to represent like.
The one that looks kind of like an eye?
No, it looks like a sea. It's
looks like
a
nautilus shell.
Pull up a picture of the.
I don't know
Fibonacci
any of the words
spine.
You guys are saying.
It's like it's the shape that is perfect. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I haven't heard of it.
It's used in like you're supposed to use it in like design work and like, yeah. See it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, weird.
So look at this.
Wow.
See that?
Oh yeah, that's what I meant. I guess I
oh, it's
to
like
look
patterned
at
like it, like almost like it's intentional.
Dude.
Yeah. And then they come up and swallow the krill in the middle. Isn't that wild, though?
Wow.
It's perfect.
It is.
Yeah.
They're just swimming in circles and making the circles tighter so everything gets pushed in.
Nature's crazy.
Nature's cool.
And think on the same subject, there are apparently female hammerhead sharks are very solitary creatures. Don't like being in packs or groups or anything like that. And recently, in Polynesia, French Polynesia, under the full moon, thousands of hammerhead sharks are circling. We're just circling under the moon.
Ew, that's weird.
And they've
like
never seen that before. So it's like, what is happening? Because there's certain dolphins that do that kind of stuff too, where they have no reason why they do it, but they'll come out of the ocean, go into the brackish water in the river, and no joke, they'll just swim in circles, uniformed, beautiful circles just like that, and then they'll go right back into the ocean. They don't know why they do it.
What's the scripture about look to the animals and stuff?
I don't know if it says look to the animals.
Or the animals will, what is it? It
says every animal will praise, something like that. Like, but every animal on earth will.
Look to the animals.
Shut up.
But there's like, look at the birds. You just look at that's a verse too.
No, yeah. But talking about the end times.
I don't know.
We said it like last week.
We were talking about Leave the World Behind. We were talking about that movie and how animals were. Kind of warning them, but I don't know if there's any scriptural backing.
Shut up.
That was produced by the Obamas.
You need a spanking.
What?
Yeah, but Julia Roberts was in it. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty close, right?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a person really worth that's, you know, everything she says, very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Hey, that's it. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, that's
sorry, guys.
The last bit kind of just
chill. You
get
will do this
it.
To me every
get
week.
Get over it.
You do this to me every
just
week.
Because you're uncomfortable. This is how we feel 90% of the time when you're telling us about all these terrible, terrifying things.
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry, guys.
But this is not
should
technically it because there's a Patreon episode.
Because there is a Patreon episode. Episode 73 and a half, baby.
And we're
going to patreon.com/ ninjas or butterflies.
Yep. It's going to be more bonus content from the bathroom.
Hey, make sure to like and review us on everything. 5 stars. Please. It really
Listen.
Helps us. It does. We say that every time, but it keeps helping us the more you do it.
Yes, and thank you to all the people who've been running over to SundayCoolSwag.com and getting some merch. We've been seeing it. People have been tagging us in it. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, post your stuff. If you get some merch from us, post us on Instagram, and we'll... We say, wow.
Hey, sometimes we get bored. And so if you tag us on Instagram, we are going to see it.
Yep.
So share some stuff.
Do that.
Share some merch. Share the pod.
Yes.
With a friend.
With
someone
friend.
You love.
With some black op military dudes.
Absolutely.
Get us further onto the list.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for watching. Ninjas, we will see.
Hey, Lil. You. Just two more seconds.
Later.
Goodbye. Goodbye. We love Bye. You. Yay. Oh,
listen.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
That's an empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Lily's really changed, guys.
What were you looking at?
Liv Rosemeiser's story. Romeiser's.
Who?
Olivia Romeiser.
Corey's wife. The fantastic people that we know and we love.
But you said her. You said Liv Meiser.
I said Liv Rosemeiser.
That sounds like a wrestler's name. The Liv Meiser.
I don't kill. I just help you live.
She reposted Yale's influencer story.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so funny.